Artists from Pittsburgh joined artists from South Africa in a unique exchange whose results are now at the Mattress Factory. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has more on this show, exploring questions of racial and economic justice.
Ricardo Iamuri Robinson is an artist based in Pittsburgh who works with sound.
In the early 1900s, shortly after emancipation, believe it or not, black businesses.
He had never been to South Africa, but he visited Cape Town to prepare for a show titled Civil Rights and Civil Wrongs. It's the latest installment of an artist exchange series called Sites of Passage, matching U.S. artists with those from other countries. Previous installments have included participants from Egypt, Palestine, and Israel, says curator Tavia La Follette.
The idea is to create a dialogue, take it away from the media and the politicians who often have a different agenda than the people.
It's been 25 years since South African apartheid ended and more than half a century since passage of the U.S. Civil Rights Act. The seven artists in Civil Rights and Civil Wrongs were asked to explore questions like, what is the difference between legal apartheid and economically driven apartheid?
So this idea of what are we doing wrong? What are we doing right? What language do we even use when talking about these issues?
Three Pittsburgh-based artists visited South Africa, including multimedia artist Alicia Wormsley, filmmaker Chris Ivy, and Robinson, the sound artist.
When I arrived there, it just felt like I landed in Florida. And what I mean by that is imperialism is so far-reaching, westernization of the world.
Robinson is interested in exploring consumerism and the distance between consumers and the people who work dangerous jobs to produce commodities like gold, diamonds, and coal. He was especially struck by how poor people seemed driven to buy things they didn't need and couldn't really afford.
That's what created the whole concept of being in the red, constantly living in debt without ever owning anything.
Robinson's piece is a room-sized installation with the floor painted red, the windows tinted red. It's titled In the Red, Never Mine.
So it's an economic term. And it also, you know, could represent blood.
The work features three rusted, broken-down wheelbarrows, each loaded with a mound of dark earth. The dirt in one wheelbarrow is mixed with plastic teeth grills painted shiny gold.
In the center is what I call the bling-bling barrel. I really wanted to focus on value, the perception of value, and why certain things that have sheen or that are shiny attract us.
Each wheelbarrow comes with headphones featuring a different soundscape created by Robinson. One addresses U.S. history with a voiceover about the strength of black economic power in the U.S. way back around 1900. Another quotes a famed South African freedom fighter.
And that sound piece has a very powerful sort of interview from Stephen Biko mixed in with some of my other like creative musical stuff.
So that for meaningful change to occur, there needs to be an attempt at reorganizing the whole economic pattern and economic policy.
High on one wall hangs a stock ticker, but instead of the names of corporations, it charts the rising and falling value of concepts like terror, lies, racism, love and hate in bright red LED letters. Not all the works comment so directly on social issues. South African choreographer Mbovu Malinga's Ancient Instincts is a video depicting a group dance work, but every viewer who puts on the headphones won't hear the same audio.
Just seeing how the humankind process different kind of music and then how does the music affect the storyline.
The idea is to show how small changes in information can alter people's perceptions. Malinga says all the artists in Civil Rights and Civil Wrongs are doing something similar.
We have all a group of artists that have the same goal of which is like to change how their society look at stuff and how their society take in stuff.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Civil Rights and Civil Wrongs continues at the Mattress Factory through July 29th.